This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart, and that, of course, is the music of the great David Bowie, specifically from his Berlin trilogy of albums from the late 70s. It has been called an art rock trifecta. The three albums, Low, Heroes, and Lodger, have been hailed for their musical ambition and their pioneering integration of rock, electronic, and classical elements. Influential music site Pitchfork even went so far as to name the trilogy's first album, Low, the greatest album of the 1970s. This week, WNYC's New Sounds Live is presenting a series of three live performances performing Bowie's Berlin Trilogy. Curated by WNYC's John Schaefer. Hi, John.
Hi, Allison.
And led by Jonathan Myberg of the band Shearwater. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, Allison.
An all-star lineup of indie and classical musicians will perform an album in its entirety each night at Brookfield Place in New York. That's what we all old folks call the World Financial Center.
That's right.
The series kicked off last night with a performance of Lodger, and the group will perform Heroes tonight. Oh, that's kind of my favorite. John Schaefer and Jonathan Myberg are here in studio to talk some Bowie. Okay, so both of you, we heard that snippet of Speed of Light. The first track off Low. Why do you think the Berlin Trilogy still resonates 40 years later?
Well, I think because it was the sound of a rock musician at the top of his game, turning his back on the conventions of rock music and really looking into parts of the music world that had not yet kind of had their moment in the sun, and he kind of dragged them kicking and screaming. So, for example, the sounds of what came to be known as krautrock, the German electronic music scene, the sounds of ambient music that his friend and partner Brian Eno was working on at the time, and the sounds of minimalism, the New York composers like Steve Reich and Philip Glass, whose music was reflected in Low and Heroes, and to a lesser extent in Lodger as well. So the idea that a rock musician could make something that was more than rock music was really kind of unparalleled,
yeah.
I think.
You said he was at the height of his career at this point. Why would he decide to just up and leave L.A. and go to Berlin?
L.A. was not good for Bowie. I mean, he was really upfront about this, that it was an unhealthy place for him to live. He was addicted to cocaine. It was just not a good place for him. West Berlin, isolated, this little island of the West in the middle of the Eastern European Iron Curtain countries, was perfect for him because he was apart from everything, really. He was in this little island of art and culture in West Berlin where he could hang out with his friends, Brian Eno, Iggy Pop, Robert Fripp, and just make records. Now, it's important to say that Low and Lodger were not totally made in Berlin. Heroes was.
Right.
But they were all made while he was living in Berlin, and that move really kind of sparked his imagination.
Let's talk a little bit about how Brian Eno, the influence he had in this trilogy.
Well, he and Tony Visconti were the two co-producers of these trio of records that Bowie did while living in Berlin. And Eno at the time was doing his own exploration of a kind of extra musical or non-rock sound. He was working with tape machines and kind of experimenting with the sounds of New York minimalism. And if you listen to a piece like Art Decade from the album Low, the sounds of Steve Reich and Philip Glass are kind of reflected through the layering of the keyboards that Bowie and Eno do. Bowie's here. You hear his voice wordlessly singing. But this is very much the kind of piece that shows the influence of Brian Eno.
That's very progressive, very art rock, but he was also, I mean, Heroes is a pop song.
Right, and a great pop song. And, you know, Jonathan can speak to how, you know, the mechanics of that song, because, Jonathan, you've had to reverse engineer it for your band.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've had to live inside Bowie's head, or our version of what, our imagination of what Bowie's head is, in order to figure out how these songs work. They're often very tricky. Heroes is about the most straightforward one of the bunch, to be honest. Although I think it's a much misunderstood song, there's a real darkness and angst in that song that can be elided over. And somebody said to me the other day that the better the singer is who performs it, the worse the song becomes if it's not Bowie.
Well, but you had basically two Bowies singing it. You had the, you know, the sort of reserved, restrained Bowie of the dolphin verse, you know, the early verse of the song. And then later in the song, this kind of angst-ridden, you know, the guns shooting over the, overhead, you know, this was recorded in the shadow of the Berlin Wall.
It was, right next to it at Hansa Studios, which is still a studio. We were on tour there about 2 months ago, I guess, with a band called Loma. And I saw that the doorway was open to that studio. There was a production loading in, and so I just ran inside with the gear and ran up into the room where Bowie did the vocal, took a selfie, and ran back out the door.
That's very funny. Okay, we have to play a little of it just because we've been talking about it.
Please.
Just a little. It's hard not to sing along. I don't want to do that to people. Jonathan, tell us how the project came about.
Well, the Shearwater, my band, performed Lodger in 2016 after Bowie passed away as part of our tour. And that sort of got me thinking about the whole trilogy, and I kind of backed into it that way. Mm-hmm. And then I met up with John, and we had, you know, a scotch or two, and John was talking about North Korea, and I said, you know, it'd be really neat to do a whole show of the Bowie Berlin trilogy. And then like you said, the next day it still seemed like a pretty good idea, and so we started getting
the light
motion.
Of day.
But it's been far more complex than anything I have ever worked on. The music is fiendishly complicated in very subtle ways, and it's really rewarded study. There's always more to discover about it.
As we look back, we understand why these were important records. But at the time when they were released, what was the impact?
Oh, I remember reading reviews of Low. I remember one review where there was the final line of the review just has stuck with me forever, talking about the darkness and the kind of the obscurity of the second side, where it's mostly instrumental, and when Bowie sings, it's either wordless or made up syllables or whatever. And the reviewer ended with the line, Carly Simon sings, "I haven't got time for the pain. I haven't got time for David Bowie." And I was just like, I was so appalled by that, that I remember that
that's
review
before
40,
Twitter. That's like,
40
that's
years
Twitter
later.
Meaning.
But see, the thing is, people expected side one of Low, short, disposable, speedy pop songs. And
I
then
don't know
came
about disposable, John. They're awesome pop songs, incredibly conflicted and confused and funny and difficult, and I disagree.
Okay, well, I mean, in the sense of they're 2 or 3 minutes long, and then you're on to the next one, you know? But then comes side two, and you hear pieces like Art Decade and Subterraneans, you know, where it's just the sounds are coming at you in ways that nobody expected. And it hit me like a thunderbolt. Mm-hmm. You know, my show, New Sounds, is essentially a result of me hearing side two of Low. I had never heard music like that before. And that's what set me down the path to all the weird music that we hear every night at 11 o'clock here at WNYC-FM.
Well, it's very exciting. The David Bowie Berlin Trilogy is happening right now, these 3 days, October 17th, that was yesterday, through the 19th at Brookfield Place in New York. John Schaefer, host of WNYC's New Sounds, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Allison.
Jonathan Mayberg, lead singer and songwriter for the band Shearwater. Thank you for working on this.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks for having come in the studio. This is All of It on WNYC.